That was a wild long like intro countdown.
Wow, so you still get mad even though I don't count down, and then you get mad when I do count down.
Now, hold on. Before we get emotional about this, two things. Welcome back, guys.
We're back. This time, both.
The other thing, number two, let's discuss the merit of a three-number countdown or a five-number countdown.
I was just making sure you kept up, bro.
But five?
I had to make sure you were with me in the game.
And why don't you ever do, like, why doesn't anybody ever do, like, a four?
Because it's an even number. Odd numbers only.
Yeah, that's weird, though, isn't it? It's, like, it's always three, five, or ten.
Ten's not an like even eight. Number. Ten's an even number, James.
Technically, but... I mean, not technically, it is.
technically, but, you know, it's a double number, so it's
but
not
you
really
see my
even.
Point. Yeah. Like, why doesn't any, like, why don't you hear, like, people count from, like, eight? Like 8, 7, 6, 5.
What the fuck I look like being like 7, 6, 5.
I feel like I've heard a countdown start at 7 before.
Yeah, 6, 5, 4.
Why did you just start at 5?
Why? Yeah. Who the fuck starts at 6? I do.
Fucking, I'm a nonconformist, bitch.
For now on, I'm going to start at 6 and count down.
I'm just
going
to do that to fuck with people. 6, like, somebody's going to be like, give me a countdown. I'm going to start at, like, you know, like, 11.
11, 10. Why do you start at 11? You told me to count down.
Like, it's like, you want a long countdown or a short countdown? Let me get a short countdown. Okay, 2.
1. Wait, where's 3? Nah, nigga, fuck 3.
Nah, fuck you. We don't do that shit around here.
Oh, my God. Oh, yo, we didn't bring any... We didn't really talk about what we were going to talk about.
I mean, we kind of did.
Like...
You want to talk about Borderlands?
I'm hyped for Borderlands. Gearbox, just sponsor us.
I'm just cautious.
Come on, Gearbox.
I feel like they're going to fuck it up.
Sponsor me.
They're going to do, like, some kind of Battle Royale or some shit watch.
No, V. Mm-hmm. But, like... Think about it. A Battle Royale with Gearbox would be lit, though.
No, I don't. We don't need another one.
Yes, I agree.
I'm tired.
I agree, because I think EA has blistered it with Respawn dropping Apex, and then they drop in the new one with Battlefield 5. They just dropped.
That's so stupid. Fucking Call of Duty has one. Fortnite. Apex Legends. Then there's PUBG. Battlefield. PUBG. Fuck, there how many, even Tetris has a battle royale.
Dude, they have battle royales called, with, like, sendable, like, cubes, like Minecraft battle royales. Yeah. They have battle, like...
I blame the Hunger Games.
Yes. Katniss Everdeen.
The Hunger Games, like, fucking reignited everybody's love for battle royales.
Thank you, Katniss.
Because it was a battle royale movie, but in the digital age. Yes. So we've had battle royale movies in the past. And stuff like that, but, like, so not a lot of, like, video games were doing Battle Royale stuff.
And no, I blame the cult classic Battle Royale that really started to take, it's a Japanese film.
But it wasn't during the digital age, was it?
Yeah, it was.
What was it? What year?
80s, 90s?
Nah, that's pre-digital era, bro.
But, like,
I'm talking about when the internet...
It started catching wind.
Yeah, but there weren't...
In the U.S.,
like... But there weren't, like, Battle Royale video games at that point.
Nah.
You know what I mean? I mean, Minecraft was doing a fucking Hunger Games thing.
Oh, really? You're going to count that?
Way back. That was awesome. Did you ever do one of those? You ever go into one of those servers?
Nah.
It was nuts, bro. People hand-built those levels and stuff. That's crazy. I mean, I guess video games are hand-built, but like...
I don't. January 1st, 2000 was when Battle Royale
was. Oh, wow. Okay, well, yeah. There you go.
Digital age.
Yeah. I'd say so.
It was the cult Japanese classic movie.
There you go. Well, there you go. That's what started it all.
And then in 03, they had Battle Royale 2. And then they came out with Hunger Games, what took over.
Yeah, Hunger Games really, like, really ran with it.
Hunger Games was like, I'm
a... So look at that. There we go. That's the progression of Battle Royale. Now they're ruining video games.
No, man. I like them. I like that each one is bringing something different.
Barely.
Hate Fortnite.
Fortnite's trash.
I don't like the building aspects of it. And that's
not even that. It's the building aspects are cool, but it's just I don't know. It's not it's very, I don't know, it feels cheap.
PUBG was my
PUBG old, was garbage.
Was my favorite, but they haven't really
Call fixed. Of Duty did it better.
They haven't fixed anything. Yeah. Call of Duty did it a lot better, and they had the same size of map roughly.
And the gunplay is tight.
Thank you. Okay, and then Apex Legends is like my
Overwatch,
and
I fuck with Apex Legends like lightly
because it's more team based. It's you gotta literally work together, and you can ping everything, which means I don't have to say anything.
I like it because it's kind of like it's kind of like a hero.
Yeah,
it's a hero battle royale.
You pick your hero, you pick your fucking gladiator, and you go down there and you duke it out with similar gladiators, and you see who's the fucking best.
They need more diversity in the guns, I think.
Yeah. They're working on it.
Because there's like five guns.
The Havoc was the new gun that they added, and they're working on it.
Kind of booty. But like,
the one thing that I loved about Blackout was when you got the grappling hook, but you can only use it three times. Guess what they did in Apex? They made a guy that only grappling hook.
That's his thing.
Pathfinder.
That's his thing.
Bro,
I am a grappling hook.
Like, I went on a 10-kill streak with Pathfinder, and just grappling hook getting everywhere. I was just like, where are you going? I can get there. Grab a walk away.
I got killed, but I did some pretty saucy maneuvering with that Wraith bitch earlier.
That was good.
You were like, James, don't put your portal there. What are you doing? And I was like, shut up. I got this.
You threw the portal there, zipped back to the other side. Shut that guy's effect.
I was fucking surrounded.
I was like, oh my God.
I stayed alive a lot. Thank God whoever threw down the smoke grenade. That saved my ass. It was
Peter.
That saved my ass because that's what kept me alive.
He was the girl who was
Gibraltar, Pathfinder,
Wraith. Oh, you want me to help you out? You got this.
I can't remember her name. Fuck.
It's Gibraltar, Wraith, Pathfinder.
Caustic or whatever, right?
That's the one. Gas guy. Caustic.
Mirage.
Octane. Berados. Barada.
It's like Brigid. It's like Bri something. This is going to bother
me. And Bloodhound.
Bloodhound.
I'm low key. I like Mirage. I do better with Mirage. But I low key like Bloodhound.
I like, I like Wraith. I like Bloodhound.
Because Bloodhound, you can literally track somebody. Like, if you just follow
Mirage looks fun.
Huh?
Mirage looks fun.
He is. Just in a, he's more of a get-out-of-jail-free card. His ultimate, he sends out a bunch of clones of himself. And he turns invisible, so you can kind of run away. You can't hit him while you're invisible. That's what I tried to do the first time. I was like, and now I'm going to fuck you up. And I was like, I can't fuck you up.
So you're like, wait, who's that?
Mirage.
I thought, well, Wraith has that.
Portal.
No, the other ability, though, where she's like.
Goes into another dimension.
Yeah, you can't shoot anybody, but they can't shoot you either. That saved my ass one time, too.
But that's Mirage's ultimate.
That's Mirage Wraith. Can do, yeah.
That's where it's every day. Mirage is every day as he sends a clone of himself out there. Which, whenever Peter would use the girl, Berados, whatever her name is, Brigadier General. Like, she's a professional soldier. I didn't even know her tag. I just can't remember.
Yeah, I can't. It's killing me right now. I'm trying to find it, too.
Apex Legends characters.
We forgot about Lifeline.
Oh, yeah, the Jamaican.
Bangalore.
Brigadier General.
Fucking, I'm over here like, it starts with a bruh.
Bangalore and Lifeline. I don't fuck with Lifeline.
Well, I like Lifeline. I play with Lifeline a couple times. Good support character. Not a lot of people like support characters. You're not a helping hand.
You're a douche nozzle. No, I guess you're done, bro. I'm out there. What you mean? Whenever I use Wraith, that portal comes in handy for everybody.
Can everybody on your team use it? Oh, that's nice. I'm just tired of fucking battle royales, bro. It's boring.
It's the shiz.
It's the same shit.
It's the shiz.
Over and over.
So is every shooter.
No, they're not. They're fucking different.
Yes, there are aspects of it being different.
Yeah, no, it's the same fucking game.
No, it's not.
Well, I'll give Apex Legends not the same game. But, like, Fortnite has building, but it's basically just cartoon PUBG.
No. Fortnite just got a car. PUBG, you can ride anything.
Oh. It's just I'm fucking, I get bored.
I get it, buddy.
I get bored too quick. I need story. I need to like go do something. Like, to
fucking, I don't. I just need to drop down.
I'm so glad I didn't buy Anthem.
I told you.
So glad, man.
I fucking told you. That game is.
You noticed Dustin hasn't touched it?
What the fuck did I tell you?
Yeah, that's crazy. They fucked that up. Because there was a lot of potential there. That could have been dope.
Don't buy it. Don't fucking do it. You were like,
I'll catch that shit on sale.
I'm thinking about it. And I was like, no.
That's because I had enough money to buy a game. And I was like,
don't do it. And what'd you do? You decided to go with the right move.
Yeah, Division 2 is way better.
I was like, no.
You need to play that some more.
I do play it.
What level are you now?
I'm a level 7.
Bro, you're way behind.
I know, but I work. So
I do too.
You work less hours than me.
I have a baby.
You okay, by the time you're going to bed, I'm now getting home.
That's not my fault. What time do you go to work the next day?
8 a.m.
8:30. So you're going to work from 8 to 10?
No, I get off at 10 p.m. I go to work from 10 a.m. tomorrow to 10 p.m. Then once I get off of work, I go home 11 p.m.
How many days off you get?
2, if I'm lucky.
Mm. You go into work extra on your own. Nobody makes you.
I have to sell cars.
I mean, that's what you get for working in sales, dog.
I'm not complaining about working in sales. I'm just saying.
I do some intensive manual labor for about, 2 hours a day.
I'm good.
And then I help customers the rest of the time and chill.
No manual labor.
And do some, we stock shelves or... I'll do some maintenance on the tent machine, that sort of thing. It's pretty easy.
No labor.
Yeah. Have you learned anything about cars?
I've learned a lot.
Yeah. Do you know how to fix cars now?
No.
Not a clue.
Why? I hate when people ask me that, too. They're like, what? Well, you sell cars. You should know how to fix them. I'm like, those are two different...
Yeah, it's two different things.
I'm like, buddy, I can get you into a new car.
See, but in order to sell paint... You do have to know, a little bit about putting paint on the wall.
And I am, that's a little different. It's not the same.
Yeah, you actually have to kind of, because people come to you with problems. Mm-hmm. It's like, you sell somebody a car, they don't come back to you and go, hey, it's making a weird noise.
I'll tell them, go straight
over there. You need to go talk to somebody fucking else.
Let me show you the guy to talk to. Hey, Eddie, this is the guy needs
not me. So people come into my store and they're like, the fucking paint's peeling off the walls. And then I have to go through a series of questions to try and, it's like playing fucking whodunit. You know?
Why? Or is it smoke in the house?
It's like, you have to be like, well, what did you put over? Like, what? Okay, so first, what did you use? Okay, you used the latex. Cool. What was on the wall previously? Did you prime it? Did you clean the wall? Was it an oil-based paint? Is it a semi-gloss and you just slapped another semi-gloss over top of it and then now it doesn't stick to it properly or something? So you got drag marks everywhere? You have to go through a series of questions and be like, fucking, it's, you have to be like a paint detective. Because people are fucking lazy.
I feel you, but
and they'd rather come in, part of the reason why they don't Google it is because they get mad.
Yeah.
And they don't think about it.
And they want to blame somebody.
Yeah, and they want to blame somebody. Or they Google it and they don't get the answer they want. So they try to come into the store and bully it out of you. So a lot of times people will only complain, and you've worked retail, you know this. A lot of times the only time people complain about something you sold them is if they want their money back.
Mm-hmm.
And 9 times out of 10...
Or something free.
9 times out of 10, if you buy paint from me and there's a problem, it was an applicator error. And that means you fucked up. There was nothing wrong with the paint. And it's always some shit where somebody doesn't prime a wall or something. And then something happens and the paint fails. It's because they painted over oil or some shit, grease. And they didn't do anything. And it fish eyes and it just looks like shit. And they're like, oh, your paint's garbage. I'm like, no, you're stupid. Sorry. Play again. Guess what? I'll take another $50 for another gallon of paint to fix your stupid mistake.
Wow.
I give people the wild breakdown sometimes when they're buying paint from me. I'll be like, yo, this is what you need to do. Da, 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 and I'll run through the whole shit. I'll be like, you need to
prime it.
You need to clean your walls. You clean the wall.
What do you mean by clean wall?
Okay.
With a rag and soap?
If you just walk into the store and go, hey, Mr. James, how do I paint a room? I'm going to tell you, you prime it and you do 2 coats of paint. Like, that's the straight answer, right. Easy answer, right? Nobody ever wants to prime.
No.
They don't want to do it because they don't want to spend money. And they sure as fuck don't want to do two coats. They want to put one coat of paint on the wall, and that's it. They want it to be done.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's not how it works most of the time.
No.
Now, I mean, we painted this room with one coat.
I was about to ask you.
So, I mean, that, and it covered a green. It was like a John Deere green. Covered that shit in one coat. So it looks pretty good. So you can do it. It can happen if you got a good paint. But here's the other trick. People don't want to spend fucking money. So $50 for a gallon of paint. Oh, fuck you. They don't want to spend that. They want to go to Lowe's and spend $20 on a gallon of paint. Well, guess what? They buy that, put it on the wall, don't prime, and then they come back and yell at the guy at Lowe's. You just spent $20 on paint. It's not going to fucking cover.
I see your point.
It's like trying to paint your house with watercolor.
I see your point.
Fuck, I hate people.
I can tell. The paint world is drastic out there.
Let me tell you something real quick, and then I'll get off paint because it's boring.
Paint world. Nah, keep it going, bro.
So this fucking lady, all right? So she... Did I talk about this on the last podcast? I don't think so.
I don't know. You haven't said anything yet.
So... this lady comes in and buys a quart of cabinet paint off of my coworker, right?
And then she tried to return it because she wanted to.
Yeah, did I tell you about it or did I talk about it on the podcast?
I don't know. I don't remember. So just do it anyway.
I'm tight as fuck about it, so I'm going to talk about it again.
One more time.
This bitch. She bought this color from my coworker, took it home, went to like Lowe's or Home Depot, had them put more coloring in it, and then the paint rejected the colorant because it's not conducive. Right. Only our colorant will work in that paint. So you try to put something else in it, it goes and starts spitting it out. It literally will reject it. So like you mix it in, and then it'll mix in, and then it'll unmix. So like the colorant will just float to the top. It won't mix in all the way.
So she could just take the top off and use the bottom.
No, she ruined that fucking quart. Oh. So then she brings it in and she shows it to me. She goes, yeah, I don't know why all this coloring's like this. And I had no fucking clue. She went somewhere else. And I'm looking at it going, what the fuck? I'm like, what? And I'm thinking that somebody put too much colorant in it because that can happen. So mm-hmm. You can put too much colorant in and then the solution just doesn't stay.
Right.
It's not stable. The paint's not stable. So right. It rejects the coloring because it just can't fit anymore. It can't mix anymore in. But it turned out that that's what she did. But I didn't figure that out until I talked to my coworker and I was like, what the fuck? And she goes, what the fuck? I didn't give it to her like this. Because she was like, do you think I would let a can leave the store looking like this? It had like little fingerprints all around the side where like people had been fucking with the colorant and stuff. Mm. And the way that the lid, the can was like all crushed weird too.
Right.
And like the way that it was crushed like perfectly around the rim. And that only happens if you have a table clamp, which is like where you clamp the lid on instead of hammering it on. Like they have at Lowe's and Home Depot, which are like the only places that have those. So once we figured that out, I was like, we put our name on the board. The quart sits on the desk in the office. We're like, we'll never forget this.
Haunts me.
Like, we're not going to say shit to her, but if she ever tries to pull some slick shit, because she got us. You got me. Whatever. Right. You got me fair and square. Fuck it.
But now I know.
But now, bitch, I'm on to you, and I'm on to everybody else. Now I know. When I used to work at Lowe's, people would put sand and water in the paint shit.
You told me about that.
Fucking scumbags.
And they'll be like, I don't know what's wrong with it.
Fucking scumbags.
A lot.
What's wrong with this paint? I don't like it. Fuck you.
As you can see, James feels very strong about
it. Yeah, because people are just dickheads. Paint.
She needs you to open that.
Oh. I messed over it. Sorry, guest appearance by my wife who can't open a gallon of orange juice without my help.
That's why she married you, bro.
That's right. Big, strong man. Love you. Bye. Love you too, bad. Anyways, what was that? I was ranting about paint.
Paint. Yeah, are a paint monster.
Change the subject, goddammit.
Motherfucking paint.
I went to Disney recently.
Oh, yeah. How was that? You took your baby to Disney. Was this the first time you went with her, or first time
Why
she
rode
rides?
Why did you turn into a fucking radio host all of a sudden? Like, you were interviewing me.
I was asking a question.
It was a mad stiff way to... Like, was it? Was mad unnatural. Yeah, bro. You're just like... You literally went like, oh, yeah, how was that? It was your first time going with your daughter, if I'm not mistaken. Correct?
No, I was like, this is your first time riding rides with her? Or
first time, long time.
First time, long time.
First time, long... My name's John. First time, long time. What the fuck was that? No, it was weird. I haven't been to Disney since I was like 8.
Oh, okay. So it was your first time.
It was my first time going with... She's been to Disney more times than I've been in my life.
Because you're jealous. Low-key.
I wouldn't say low-key. More like high-key.
Look her dead in the eye and be like, you need some going to goddamn Disney. Someone do you think Disney's born on trees?
Well, shout out to this dude that got us in. I won't say his name.
Yeah.
But we got in with this guy. Got us in for...
You know, Disney be watching.
He was the plug. He hooked us up.
Some good Disney tickets.
Yeah.
But, yeah, how was that? Did you ride rides well, or...
Yeah, actually, she did a... She was awful in line.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's young, so... She was crying, because the lines were long. It was our fault, though, because we went in the middle of fucking spring break.
Spring break. Spring break.
I almost died.
You're fine.
You're fine.
Thank you.
You're
I've
welcome.
Been working out lately.
Yeah, you look great.
All right, yeah. I wish I could grow a beard, but you know.
I can.
I can grow a beard.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I understand that you can grow a beard, but you can't.
Yeah.
I also can, exhibited by the beard that is on my face. Mostly my neck. It's on my face. It's like my chin. It's like my neck. My under chin.
My chin neck.
It's like on my chin, but it's also on my back chin. Like
chin neck.
Where my chin goes to my neck, but it's still technically the bottom of my face, I suppose.
Like, mine grows so like right about here.
I get hair on my cheeks, but it looks stupid.
I want the full Ross beard.
I grow the ill Amish beard, bro. Yes, you hate it. It's not fair.
You grow the illest mullet with Amish beard.
Yeah, man. And like my beard grows crooked. Oh. Like if I don't brush it, it all goes this way. And like a swoop, it like has like, it's literally like Jimmy Neutron's hair.
Really?
But on my fucking chin.
That's fucking hilarious.
It does like an ice cream scoop thing. I hate it. My life is awful. I have terrible beard genetics. Lucky for my daughter, I suppose. What? Imagine if she just grew a full beard. I'd be so jealous.
I'll lean and it'll be like, even your daughter could grow a better beard than you.
I hate it. My mustache is looking strong recently, though.
I can see.
Yeah, it took me longer to grow the mustache than it did the fucking beard.
Look, bro, mine is coming in, too.
I was shocked about that, though, because... My fuck! Can you grow a mustache?
Yeah,
bro. You need to do a full Steve Harvey stash.
No, that's not happening.
Full Steve Harvey.
That's not happening.
Why not?
Because I don't need that thick of a stash in my life,
bro. You need to just once.
No,
just once.
You know how long that takes?
But it would look so awesome.
I asked Tom, who has like the Monopoly Man mustache.
Yeah,
I'm like, you know, how long did it take? He's like, I haven't shaved my mustache in 10 years, and I was like.
No. Yeah, but, like, it doesn't take that long to get that long. He probably trims it. Is it styled?
Yeah.
Then he fucking trims it.
No, he doesn't. It's not styled. It's just, like, the one.
Yeah, it's... If it wasn't styled, then it would be fucking crazy.
Yeah.
It'd be, like, fucking... Like, it'd be, like, a hairy well, like, hand he, growing out of his face after 10 years. And, like, yeah, he fucking trims it.
Okay, but, like, the way you make it sound like you walk around with handlebar mustache, human thug life, okay?
Yeah, but you don't, your fucking mustache doesn't just grow into a handlebar or a Steve Harvey. You have to shape it and trim it and groom it.
I refuse to do that.
I would if I could grow a Steve Harvey stash, I would. But I can't even get, it's not gonna happen.
This will never. I keep it this low for happiness.
I feel like you could get a pretty strong. You could get a pretty strong stash going.
I wish I could, but I won't.
It won't go any further than that.
Nope.
Like it stays like that.
Yeah.
Damn. But that's good enough that if you get like a goatee going or something,
yeah,
you don't have to worry about trimming it. It's always like goatee style. So you this, can't. You can't do a Steve Harvey even like, if you wanted to.
I've never let it ride this long. So I don't know what's happening right now.
Bro, just let it go.
Just
Just let it.
It's been like a solid month.
Trim it occasionally so it doesn't get in your mouth.
It's been like a solid month.
That's a month stash.
Yeah.
That's a strong stash for a month.
So.
Yeah.
I was just like.
This is like 3 years.
Oh.
I've been growing this mustache for 3 years.
Well, finally you got something.
Right? Yeah. It's starting to look strong. Oh, look now. At that. All of a sudden it looks like a fucking mustache.
You said you could grow one. It only took you three years right? to grow it.
You know what my problem is? It's fucking blonde. Mm-hmm. It's a blonde mustache. So I have hair there. You just can't fucking see it.
And you just have darker hair over here.
Yeah, and my beard is actually like brown hair. And then my fucking mustache is blonde.
You just fucked all
There's
around.
Random patches of blonde hair, though, like in it.
Does it bother you?
Yeah, a little bit, because it makes it look like I have holes in my beard.
Your beard is glorious, James.
I gotta keep, like, letting it grow and then trimming it back and letting it grow, because it's getting thicker, finally.
Just, dye your hair.
I refuse. I refuse. When I go gray, I go gray. It is what it is.
No, I mean, like, if you want a darker
beard.
Nah,
like, nah, because there's too much risk in that.
You can damage your beard.
No, you could make it too dark. And then it looks stupid.
But they'll lighten up.
Yeah, fuck that, though. Because then everybody's going to be like, oh, you dyed your beard? Because it, like, drastically changed overnight. And you're like, no.
You know, I'm so used to that my job, everybody dyes their hair.
That's because they're a bunch of old fogies.
Like, everybody dyes their hair at my job.
I don't think any of the old men at my job dye their hair. They all just let it ride.
I would let it ride.
That's what I'm going to do. When I start getting salt and pepper, it is what it is.
I'm like, bruh.
I've been training for this day since I was fucking 16. That's when I found my first gray hair. I've been going gray since I was a teenager.
I'll be bald by then, so ain't shit going to bother me.
Facts. No, you might not, though. Your hairline's not receding much.
Bro.
Has it receded over the years?
No, it's been, well, yeah. This has always been like this for like.
So you look, I mean, you
got, 4 or 5 years.
You got a strong hairline still. You still.
And this has been the same as.
When did your pop start to lose his hair?
When he was 26, 25.
Bro,
I'm 27.
You're in the home stretch at this point.
Yeah, just gonna let it ride.
I feel like what's an acceptable age to go bald at?
35.
Really? That's young.
I feel like at 35...
You don't start to look... Like, as a man, we don't really start to look old unless you do, like, a lot of hard drugs and drinking.
Woo!
You don't really start to look old until you're, like, in your late 50s. You know? Like, when you start to hit 60, all of a sudden, like... Think about your dad. Like, how old's your dad?
Yeah.
He still looks pretty young, you know?
Black don't crack.
Well, I suppose that's a fair point. But even my dad, like, no, you know, he looked younger than he was.
I really thought dad was younger than when he
lived like shit.
Pissed on not electrical fence.
You want to talk about hard drinking and stuff. I'm surprised he looked younger. So, there you go. That's a perfect example. Somebody beat the shit out of themselves, still looked younger than he was.
Yeah, that's very true.
So,
very true.
I feel like...
When you I'm want to not look old?
Well, no, nah, because like I feel like a hypocrite talking about this in the first place, because I'll probably never go bald. Knock on wood. Just in case. But I feel like I'm talking about like not like...
As he's talking about his hair, he's rubbing his hands through his
lips. I'm rubbing my hair through my luscious locks, because I have a great head of hair. Soft, it's silky. You know, I have fine hair, so there's a lot of it, too.
I gotta figure out what I'm gonna do with my hair, bro.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I was totally trying to make a point there, and I lost my track.
I'm gonna ask Cassie what she thinks I should do.
She is a hairstylist. Hey. Or a cosmetologist. Let me ask you a question.
Oh, shit.
Did you know that hairstylists and cosmetologists are the same thing? You have to be a cosmetologist to be a hairstylist.
Really?
I didn't know that.
I thought cosmetology was like nails and stuff.
No.
No, cosmetology is makeup and stuff.
Yeah, makeup and hair and stuff, yeah.
Wait, you gotta... Really?
Yeah, apparently.
I thought
there was totally, like, salons out there that you could just walk into and start cutting people's hair, but I guess you gotta have a license.
No, yeah, I knew about that, because you have to have a license to be a barber.
If you think about it, you're totally... a barber and, a hairstylist, they cut people's body parts off.
Yes.
It's a part of your body. It grows.
They're homicidal maniacs.
No, I wouldn't say homicidal, but...
They're suicidal, homicidal, death-defying saboons.
They love mutilation.
They're in sick. A way.
They're they get paid to mutilate people's bodies.
And they're into that shit.
Yeah.
They thought they were gifted at mutilating people, so they decided...
What would the world look like if everybody just went full Wookiee all the time? Like, just nobody shaved anything ever.
Oh, bro. I mean, the wilderness needs to be explored.
Like, yeah, it'd be crazy. Like, just, you wouldn't, I guess we wouldn't, I guess that's why people walked around naked. It just had so much bush that it didn't matter.
Oh, they cut it down there.
You just had, like, no, can you imagine it. If you let all your other body hair grow, but you shaved your bush? Like, you're
just nothing but the bush.
You know, and your ass. You just shave your ass and your bush.
Hair everywhere.
And not, like, your legs or stuff like that. Just like, around. The bush. Just literally your pelvis bone and, like, your dick and balls. And then your ass cheeks.
And just walk around like something.
Just dick slapping against your thigh.
It's like Jesus' beard and long. Yeah, and
your beard hangs so low that it could cover your junk, but you braid it at the end so it splits.
Just so you can see my junk.
Just so everybody can see your dick still. Fantastic.
I'm glad we thought about back in the day dick shit.
You know what I miss, man?
What?
Sometimes I miss working in a theme park.
I do too.
Sometimes. But like,
I don't miss
I don't miss Colorvision.
I don't miss the hours. I don't miss the
headaches. Hours are crazy. I don't want to be a manager. See, that was the thing. We worked at Colorvision, so we were forced into, like, the only way we were going to make money was to, like, jump into some kind of responsibility. Like, we had to be managers. That was it. That was the only way.
We needed to pay bills.
They wouldn't even pay you fucking, like, living wages. It was ridiculous. We got minimum wage there with commission, quote unquote.
Yeah, but it's okay because the commission was a lot.
And I will say, working as an associate in AP back before they cut the hours was the way to go.
Yeah.
That or Rocket.
Yeah, Rocket was the way to go.
Rocket was... I wish I never would have left Rocket.
Me too.
I wish I never would have left
Rocket. I wish I never... Because I had it there caking. And I was good.
Bro, yeah, it was easy. Fucking 45 hours a week. Chilling.
I was Andrew let you come in late and never bitch at you.
Yeah, it's... David Ward... Smoke breaks whenever I wanted. Just walk off the floor. David Ward
just didn't really give a fuck because you sold enough product for him.
Yeah, it was... That was the easy... That was.
And
the,
Jenna was just retarded. So you were great.
Jenna was just literally a warm body.
Yeah, Jenna was there.
Like, she was sweet and all, but, like, she didn't do shit.
She was retarded.
Yeah, I mean, she could sell.
She was retarded.
She was a little retarded.
She was retarded.
She's sweet. I'm sure she's got like a doctorate now or some shit, probably.
No, last time I seen Jenna, I was taking Yachty out to...
wow, a fucking blast from the past.
No, but like, this is why, because I remember.
You remember?
I remember.
Do you believe?
I took Yachty to the place after Orlando, Iowa with the mannequins, with the...
Oh, the wax. Madame Tussauds.
Yes. And Jenna worked at the ticket booth.
Yeah, I saw her there too, actually, when me and Cassie went... By the way, don't waste your money on the fucking Orlando Eye.
You cannot fuck on it. Or get your dick sucked.
No, not only that, but it's also garbage.
I only went to get my dick sucked.
When I went on it, was that the plan? Like, that was the game plan? You're like, all right, we're going to buy tickets to the Orlando Lie, and you're going to suck my dick.
And you don't get your dick sucked.
Was she down?
Yes.
And he didn't get his dick sucked?
What?
You just said, and I said, and you're going to suck my dick. And then you went, and you don't get your dick sucked. I was like, wait, so you made a dude suck your dick, and then you didn't suck his dick in return?
What?
That's just rude. It's not only is he gay, it's rude.
No, nigga, I mean, like, there's too many people there.
Yeah, they pack, like, 10 people into the
cart.
And
you can't get your dicks up.
Me and Cassie, when me... Okay, so did you have to watch that video at the beginning?
No.
They didn't make you watch the movie?
No.
Oh, well, okay, so when me and Cassie went...
What movie?
They made us go into this, like, little mini theater thing, and they show you this whole video where, like, the Orlando Eye's, like, flying over Gatorland, and it's, like, flying over beaches, and... Like, you literally, it's like they make it seem like you can see all of Florida from this, and like the whole time I was talking mad shit. I was like,
impossible.
I was like, I better be able to see fucking everything. This is horseshit. You can't see the beach from here. We're in Orlando. What the fuck? Like, I was just talking mad shit, and this other couple was like, they were like laughing and stuff. They were like a younger couple, and they actually ended up being in our in our car, and they were like trying to be friends with me and shit. Like they were trying to be friendly with me and Cassie, because me and Cassie are fucking hilarious,
right?
Especially when we're out in public together, like we're just riffing the whole time. People love it. So like they were trying to like they were like, you guys want to go out and get something to eat after this? And I was like, yeah, sure. No, nah, we're gonna go home. We're tired. And they're like, fuck that. But
kids wanting to be your friend, you're gonna turn them down?
No, I'm not looking to be anybody's uncle. No thanks. I already got nephews.
Look, kid, I can't look after you. I already look after
you. I'm raising you. Go find a dad. So, but savage. not only was did they make you watch that stupid fucking video when we were in the car. We went at night. They left the light on in the car, so you can't see out the fucking windows because the light's on. So I was like, why the fuck did I pay for this then?
I remember that.
I was so pissed. Bro. I was like, okay, so the only time it's worth it to get in this thing is during the fucking day. Yeah. Noted.
Yeah. Because the cameras had to see you because there were cameras in there.
That's why I was like, I want to see the fucking city lights, bro. I can't see anything. This is stupid.
And you cannot get your dick sucked. Moral of the story, don't get on Orlando.
I mean, you probably could.
You won't be allowed back on the eye.
Yeah, well, some of these kids might be in there with you. Because there was kids in some of them.
Exactly. It'd be like, Mom, what is that girl doing to that man?
What are they? That's a weird type of wrestling.
Oh, he's wrestling like you and Dad.
Ew, don't put that in your mouth.
Oh, my God. Kid just wigs out.
He's from there.
Mom, what is he doing? What is he doing, Mom? Turn your head, sweetie. They're just sickos. They're weird.
And you just hear, Oh, man.
We're going to hell.
Yep. Absolutely.
We're going to hell, bro. That's fucking horrible. Oh, my God. All right. So, what we're going to do is take a break from our sponsors.
Dang. I mean,
get a break and get sponsored.
There's going to be a sponsor.
Yeah, that. And we're back. Thanks to Anchor.
And we're back.
Shout out to Anchor.
Our sponsor.
You know, making sure we get paid. Making sure you people get paid.
Yeet.
Yeet. I hate you for that, actually.
Yeet, indeed.
I hate that
word. You've been yeeted.
Oh, my God. Oh, so James and I, in case you guys don't know, are striving to be rappers.
Well.
Striving.
We'll see.
And, well, I'm striving. He's.
Well.
He's here.
I don't want to like. Jesus. I don't want to like identify
myself. Don't put me in the category.
Yeah, don't put me in a box.
Well, speaking of boxes, we made a portable.
Oh, this is the most ghetto shit. So I got a cheap mic.
Right. Nah, it's not that cheap. You put some money into it, bro. Don't downplay your mic.
$69.
It's still better than not having a mic.
Yeah, but like good mics cost cheap like mic. Like a good cheap mic is like $800.
A cheap mic was what we were doing before.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, but
this is an upgrade.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's definitely we're moving up in the world, but it's not pretty. Apartment
to a sky.
Yeah. Well, it's a cat. It's a cat. No, I have a cat in my lap. No, it's a CAD microphone. I don't know what that means because I don't know. I'm learning as I go here.
Well, we
But apparently, it's a pretty decent condenser mic. USB condenser mic. I don't have a mixer or anything like that yet. We're just winging it. But I've got Logic and a mic.
We have a portable where we took James's box that he had his daughter's,
filled it with some soundproofing wall foam,
and now we have a booth.
Well, it's like a head booth.
It's a head booth. You put it.
It gets rid of all the echo in the room, at least.
Put your head in the booth. It's soundproof.
Long term box. I'd like to get. Like the sound squares for almost the whole room.
So for like three
walls. Like for the three main walls, so yeah. So
boom and boom.
Yeah, it would look better. I mean, this is kind of an eyesore. It's just a big fucking box on my desk. Yeah,
but we don't care, bro. We out here.
I mean, I kind of care.
Okay.
And I do have to do the Not You Man's podcast, which is a visual podcast.
Let's put your head in the booth. Put your head in the porta booth. My head
in the porta booth.
And just be like, I'm a floating head. Yeah. That's all you gotta do.
The thing about this fucking mic is it picks up every echo.
Yeah.
So it's pretty. It's a strong mic.
Portable.
That it sounds clean though. Once we got it, it sounds good. Exactly. So fuck it. Hey, fuck it.
And the funny thing is, every time I tell somebody about the Porta Booth, I get kicked out of the rap group.
Yeah, so I'm 100%. Like, if we see any kind of success from making music, I'm 100% going to split from you.
And then we'll revive each other at Coachella?
Yeah, like, we'll split, we'll have solo careers, and then we'll come back. We'll come back at, like, Woodstock 38.
Coachella.
And do, like, a reunion tour afterwards.
No reunion tour. We're just coming out. We're going to
come out, perform our entire discography. No,
we're going to secretly record new verses and albums together throughout the years.
And then just release them all?
Right there. It's going to be like, these are secret albums. Nigga.
Go stream them.
Right?
Just going to be broke the whole time and then hope that actually pays off.
Well, nah, if we've already got solo started careers, we'll be good. Because it will be good solo started, will be good solo career. Then when we combine, it'll blow their minds. It'll be like Jay-Z and
Kanye. We could do what
Watch the Throne, but it'll be Watch the Lawn Chair.
We could do what that Be Serious guy did and release like a 100-song album.
Did not hear not one song.
Nah, that guy was fucking crazy. Who the fuck is going to listen to that?
Imagine somebody having to review that album.
Like, we didn't. We were like, no.
This isn't happening.
No way, fam. It's not happening. And he got all butthurt about it. And we were like, fuck you. Like, you know what? He should have. Look at my cat in the Porta Booth.
Your cat's dropping some heat.
No, but like, you know, like, if he has that many songs, why didn't he just release a bunch of different projects?
Because you have one giant
100-song project. It was like fucking 9 hours or
something. You call it the mother load of album.
Eat my ass. There's no way I'm reviewing that.
You would be into that sick shit.
You would have to write a fucking essay.
Hey, about how great each track. Think about the emojis on each track.
Oh my god, I would kill myself.
Thumbs up, thumbs down.
You'd have to do an emoji for each one. That's crazy. That guy's nuts. And then he tried to play. Somebody sent that to us. Somebody sent that to, whether it was him or somebody else. Somebody sent it to us. We didn't look for that. We didn't go, oh, let's go review this guy. Somebody emailed it to us. And then he,
we really appreciate it.
And then he tried to like play coy, because we made a funny, Johnny made a funny video and put it on the IG. And it was like us like roasting him about it.
And then, you guys are horrible people.
He got all butthurt about it, and he was like, well, nobody asked you. And we were like, actually, somebody did.
I remember that.
So, fuck you.
I remember that. Because he was like, nobody asked you to review it, and then Johnny was like, we have it in the like, DMs.
Somebody emailed it to us. We didn't come looking for this. We don't know who the fuck you are. That's my favorite, when they're like, oh, y'all just hating on me. Well, who is you? I don't know who the fuck you are. Somebody put this album in front of me, said listen to this and review it, and so I did. I don't know who I don't know what you look like.
I don't give a fuck. Your music speaks for me.
Yeah, your music. If your music's trash, it's trash. Sorry, fam.
You can be about all the positive things in the world, about unity, love, respect.
If it sounds like garbage,
I'm gonna be like, yo, this is the worst album I've ever listened to.
This sounds like somebody put a fucking autistic cat in a trash can and rolled it down a hill.
What are you doing, cat? I'm closing in on you, cat. Oh, you're a smart cat.
She's the smartest cat.
Well, I don't know, man.
She's a little Celine Dion. She's a little what's PC? She's a little
special.
She's a little
elevated as a top.
Yeah.
She's just extraordinary.
What's the word? What's a good? What's this with? She's a
retarded.
No, you're not supposed to say that anymore. That's the R word.
Raccoon.
Oh my god! You know what my coworker was telling me about, bro?
The R word.
No.
Hard R.
She was talking. She told me she watches this show about little people, right?
Oh my god! About how they on TLC.
Yeah. And she said that the one little guy went up to these little black kids were yelling midget, midget, midget at them while they were on the ride. And then when they got off, the guy came up to him and he was like, hey, my name is whatever. He introduced himself. He's like, don't call, you know, not midget. So, you know, please don't call me that. We don't like that. And then he goes, it's a lot like some words that people might call you that you guys don't like to be called. And I'm like, stop at five, bro. It's not the same. It's not the same. I respect that midget is not an accepted term now. It's considered derogatory. Yeah, little people or whatever they
Mamba.
Whatever they tell you to call them. Whatever, you know, fine, that's fine.
I usually call them by their name.
But midget's not okay. But it is not the same as the N word.
Same thing.
Not the same, dog.
Speaking of the N word,
that's a reach.
I tell you about my racist, customer my coworker had.
No.
Oh, so I'm not going to drop his name, but he. You know how dad would be on the phone and forget he's leaving a voicemail and be like doing other things?
Yes.
And then be like, oh, call me back. And then hang up?
Yeah, all the time.
This old dude, way older than dad, he's at least 70, 72, 73, okay? Minimum. He walks in with an oxygen tank.
Oh, man. You know he was like a Nazi or something, probably.
He has a wife. And
good for him.
And he walks in with his wife, and a black guy ups them. And they have a fidget. They don't want to move from that seat. It's that the other. Their daughter knows what they're talking about. They're retarded. Okay? Well, they're not the right.
Mentally woman. Deficient.
There we go. Thank you. James is my PC coach.
All the lights don't turn on in the house.
The elevator doesn't reach the top.
They're not the sharpest crayon in the crayon box.
They're not the sharpest tool in the shed.
They're the only spoon in the fork drawer.
They're the dull knife in the knife drawers.
They're the electric screwdriver with dead batteries.
They're a room light that's been blown out.
They're a cup with holes in the bottom.
Wow, we can keep going. I see.
Yeah.
But, I digress. So, he ups them. He tries to convince them to go outside. They don't want to go outside because their daughter told them that... I forget what it was, but it made no sense. Their daughter told them that the more expensive car was better than the cheaper car.
Sure.
Yeah, and it made, like, it didn't make sense. Because we knew the facts.
Bigger sale, whatever.
Yeah, we were just like, okay, you need to stop blindly following your daughter.
Yeah.
So, Alton calls them from his cell phone. And they don't. The old guy pulls the dad. He doesn't know the number.
He like answers but didn't mean to.
No, he just answers. No, he didn't answer the phone. He's calling Alton back because he didn't know who the number was.
Got you.
So while he's calling Alton back, he's listening to his wife complain. They went to a Mercedes dealership and they were like. The wife was like, oh, they called me back from something Mercedes. I forget what it was called. It's like Motorsports Mercedes or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, who? She was like, that nigger. Hard R just and everything.
Like, let it rip.
And like we were like, yo. And then the guy goes, yeah, somebody called me for this number. I'm just trying to figure out who. Give me a call back. Bye. And he just... hung up like nothing happened. So we played it all around.
How do you not stay on the phone, wait for the message to end, and delete your fucking message?
He said,
bro, it's 2019. Do people not realize that you can delete your message before you save it? He just panicked.
No, he didn't care. He didn't realize.
He just fucking let it rip.
The way he said it, he was like, yeah.
Did he save it? Did your friend save it?
Yeah.
I would have saved that voicemail, and if those people come back and complain, I'd play it.
No, they can't. They weren't even talking about him. They were talking about the black
lady. I still, though.
But, like, they were supposedly coming back to buy a car. I was like, Alton, after they sign everything, just walk up to him and be like, so I don't know who you were talking about in the voicemail.
You need to wash your fucking mouth. Like, just say something to him.
But they never came back.
That's crazy. Probably because he was afraid that like you're going to have the PC police waiting on him.
No.
That's like, crazy.
She just let it rip. And I make jokes about my coworkers being racist all the time, but like...
Everybody was like, oh, shit.
Like, the faces, they were like, what the fuck is wrong with this lady?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah.
See, there's a difference between like people having like prejudices and being like outright racist. Some people have prejudices where they judge... a race or a group of people based off of the merits of others, you know, and they don't judge them as individuals.
People are prejudiced towards Siamese cats.
Well, why?
Because they meow really loud.
I mean, they do have horrible meows.
See? Prejudice. Leave cats alone. All cats equal.
Yeah, that's true.
Ain't that right? Cat.
But, yeah. Man, I'm fucking exhausted.
Are you all right? I mean, we cut it. We're done.
You want to wrap it up?
Yeah. This is it, guys. We're done. Signing off.
Fucking skippity doo-dah.
Episode 8. Yeah, 8. We're moving on
is
up.
8? Is it only 8?
Yeah.
God, I'm so tired.
You're so old. But hey, we're done here. We'll be back next Thursday. Peace out.